Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Two of my crew are arriving as we speak north of Austin, Texas, in Taylor, where a demonstration was scheduled to be kicked off today. I should have plugged it yesterday. Wasn't aware of it. At a FEMA camp that holds entire families. Remember early last year in 2006, the Houston Chronicle reported they would keep illegal aliens and U.S. citizens at new FEMA camps built around the country. Well, they've got one up in Taylor where they split up the men, women, and children. Of course, these are other than Mexicans that are held at these facilities. While Chertoff runs around and arrests a few thousand here, a few thousand there of Mexican workers, while there's 30 million inside the country, it's all smoke and mirrors to set the precedent to arrest people without due process and to set the precedent to basically sell the public on immigration control that is non-existent, but to create that illusion. So coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll get a report from on the ground via one of their cell phones up there at the facility. We'll tell you more about that in the meantime. In the meantime, here is some of the other news we have today. Social Security agreement with Mexico released after 3.5 year Freedom of Information Act battle. And that dovetails with the report we've been covering since Friday out of the Boston Globe, how they're going to expand the number of illegal aliens that are instantly legalized in our armed forces, our foreign mercenary army. That journey is almost complete. They're talking about making 50% of infantry forces being illegal alien, and they're also hiring them that are convicted, aggravated felons. You can't make this type of stuff up. I mean, who would imagine that in the land of the free, home of the brave? But really, it's the land of the dumbed down, home of the surveilled. And so, when we get back from break, I want to talk about two different rails that really coincide, and that is that 2007 is the year of the North American Union. This is the year when it's really going to be in full operation. You could herald last year as the real birth of it, but it's now walking and talking. It's like a 2-year-old. It was born in March of 2005. It began to crawl in January of last year. It began to toddle in the middle of last year, and now it's 2 years of age speaking in full sentences. It has extremely sharp teeth, by the way. It's not a friendly creature. So we will discuss that. 2007, the year of the American Union, and 2006, conversely, is the year America, the United States, died. So I thought I would go over that in the next segment and go over some of the voluminous evidence along those lines. Then I will plunge into, of course, the FEMA camp, one of two in Texas, as reported by the Austin American Statesman a week ago. And the alternative press has been out there videotaping and taking photos of it. In the old days, when I was less conditioned, I would have been up there instantly, but I've been to so many FEMA camps and covered so many of them, I'm just kind of like, yeah, FEMA camp. FEMA camp, yeah, been there, done that. But it is important because children are in it. You know, it's like when the Washington Post says we'll all be forced to take microchips soon. I kind of go, you know. Bush is to announce the new Iraq strategy. We'll tell you about that, too. It's a big January 2nd edition, 2007, Infowars.gov.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
FEMA camp, admittedly a FEMA camp for families in North Austin, in the suburb, Taylor. Our guys are on the ground right there. Right now, shooting video, and I want them to call in at the bottom of the hour with a report on what's happening up there, and we'll give you the details of exactly what we're discussing. Don't have to go too far afield these days to find the FEMA camp, but just right here in my beloved Austin, in a satellite of the city, a bedroom community. And we do have Michael Rivero for his once-a-month visit, his analysis that he always graces us with, coming up in the second hour. In the third hour, I'm going to air most of, not the entire, 24-minute, my favorite Twilight Zone episode, The Obsolete Man. Here's just the intro to that, coming up in the third hour.
Traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Wordsworth, Romney, obsolescence.
He's waiting, Chancellor.
Order him in.
Wordsworth. Romney,
coming up in the third hour on the second transmission of 2007. 2007 has a wicked ring to it. It's no doubt going to be a wicked year. But before I get into all the news here that is Leviathan in front of me, let me just talk about what happened last year and what is coming up in the new year. 2006 was the year that the United States died. Now, you know, I've said this several times the last few months, and I want to make it clear. I want to add some evidence today. That in the scale of a year, that's only a few seconds in the life of a country, of a people, of a civilization, of a way of life. And so it is a premature death, and if we defibrillate, if we admit the heart has stopped beating, if the country is dead, by every yardstick, by every measurement, the U.S. is dead. It's canons, it's basic tenets, it's underpinnings, it's physical borders, all of it. If we admit how bad it is, see, that's the problem, is the denial. Then we can set about fixing it. It's like when Stalin was conservatively killing 30 million himself, there were denials that he was doing it. And he went right on doing it, and our government funded him to help him do it. Now it's admitted history, and even the Soviet archives admit it. It's time to stop living in denial, number one. The country is gone. New World Order has won a major victory. But because this country, the country itself is dead, but because the country is made up of living tissue, that is each and every one of us out there, every man, woman, and child, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, it doesn't matter. We can, with God's help, rise the country from the dead by passing electricity through its heart. But if we haven't turned it around in the next few years, you can stick a fork in us. We're done. Now, Europe was deep in the EU, and now when the final steps were being laid to reduce it to absolute despotism, the people pulled back, the first time they were ever able to have a vote, by the way, on EU expansion, and voted it down in every major country. Same thing happened in Latin America. So we see whole regions, whole countries, whole areas rising from the dead. But still around our necks are these ravenous New World Order goblins still feeding in a bloody froth at our necks, whispering in our ear while they do it, while they chew our feet off, that they're our friends keeping us safe from terrorists. Just look at them. Look at their fruits. No, they're a wicked lot. They are our enemies. They have used the good name of this country for their global empire and turned us from the most loved to the most hated. So when I say 2006 is the year the United States died, I mean it. It is the year that the agreement signed in March of the previous year went into effect, and according to Council on Foreign Relations news releases and SPP.gov governmental releases, it is on track or ahead of schedule, depending on the two releases. On track, ahead of schedule, Robert Pasteur and others have said, co-chairman, Council of Foreign Relations, on the SPP advisory board, run by Chertoff and the other real heads of the three governments, Canada, Mexico, U.S. And so they are merging our Social Security, they are merging our roads, they are merging our military, they are merging our intelligence gathering, they are merging our regulations, they are merging the 25 big federal agencies under Homeland Security with the respective agencies in Mexico and Canada through the last 100 years of financing and the corporations writing legislation, the three governments fit together like three Legos, like snap tools, like a jigsaw puzzle. It just goes together like a hand and glove, like a horse and carriage. All crafted, all machined to plop into place. And why do they want a new government? To erase the Bill of Rights and Constitution and any vestiges of common law in our body of law. They are replacing what we were with the new. No due process, no liberty, no freedom, no families, forced drugging, total control, no jobs of any significance, no control of your destiny, a nightmare. Guess what they got Freedom of Information Act yesterday? This is Yahoo News. Social Security agreement with Mexico released after 3.5-year Freedom of Information Act battle. PR Newswire, after numerous refusals of the 3.5 years, the Social Security Administration, SSA, has released the first known public copy of the U.S. Social Security totalization. That's like saying, we're not for global government, we're for global governance. Totalization. Merger. U.S.-Mexico Social Security totalization agreement. That's merger. Totalization means merging all the numbers, the total. The government was forced to make the disclosure in response to lawsuits filed under Freedom of Information Act by the TREA Senior Citizens League, the second largest senior citizens organization in the U.S., dwarfed by AARP, which is totally bought and paid for by the globalists. The totalization agreement could allow millions of illegal Mexican workers to draw billions of dollars from U.S. Social Security Trust Fund. The agreement between the U.S. and Mexico was signed in June of 2004 and is awaiting President Bush's signature. Once President Bush approves the agreement, which could be done without Congress's vote, neither House would have 60 days to disapprove the agreement by voting to reject it. The Social Security Administration itself warns that Social Security is within decades of bankruptcy. It's already bankrupt. Yet they seem to have no problem making arrangements and agreements that hasten its demise, said Ralph McCutcheon, chairman of the TREA Senior Citizens League. Okay. They're merging every department, every agency. I mean, look at this story right here. They're not just in name merging the agencies and the laws and the regulations that this North American SPP group just writes up and then the heads of the agencies just implement without Congress even knowing what's going on or having any oversight. They're physically getting rid of the border. They're physically coming in and lobbying and buying up the politicians at the state level who then hand the roads over to these international bodies and their subsidiary companies and governmental organizations both, public-private partnership. We also have the taxation systems being equalized and being merged. And we have our military, 20% of the ground troops in Iraq are non-citizens. And if you go read the actual text of testimony before Congress last year, they're saying that by 2010, half of ground forces, infantry forces, in the Marine Corps and the Army are projected to be non-citizen. And the Boston Globe reports they're, quote, considering expanding the number of non-citizens in the ranks and expanding recruiting stations overseas. The average American has no idea there's recruiting stations overseas in the Philippines and Mexico City, from Manila to Mexico City, and in Eastern Europe. They have no idea they're recruiting convicted felons, aggravated felons. That's been, though, in the news, but back of the paper. I mean, you can't get any more New World Order than that. When we come back, I'll continue with the evidence of the death of the United States in 2006, and then we'll look forward into 2007, the year of the primacy of the American Union. And all this data I'm putting out fits into both these columns. We'll be right back. Stay with me. Infowars.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Welcome back. So, 2006 is the year America died. It's been a long, laborious program to do it, but they officially, after carrying out the terror attacks, took all the bureaucracies under the control of Homeland Security. Then Homeland Security could implement the merger without Congress's oversight with Mexico and Canada. And then now they're advertising the North American Union as a way to keep us all safe. I'll never forget UN General McKenzie. The Wednesday after, a week after 9-11, I guess 8 days after 9-11, saying that we're going to have a continental security perimeter. with Mexican, U.S., and Canadian troops patrolling the physical border of North America down from the from Alaska down to the border of Mexico with Guatemala. And then now Robert Pasteur and others have been in the press and on CNN saying the exact same thing. The only thing that will keep you safe from terrorists is a North American union. I mean, these guys are incredible. And, of course, I was watching an old C-SPAN CFR meeting last night, getting clips out of it for a film I'm making, and there they were there. It was the Gary Hart, Warren Rudman Commission, which every one of their recommendations, all 50 of them, got implemented to the letter. Department of Homeland Security, you know, just Patriot Act, just every one of the things had already been written and packaged and was prepared. And so we do not have a border. They are, with the new blanket amnesty program that they're set to reintroduce in the next few days as Congress prepares to reconvene this week, the Democrats' first order of business is a hate crimes law to restrict free speech. And, of course, a guest worker blanket amnesty program. They, again, are merging our Social Security systems. They are recruiting heavily out of the third world to make up our military. Of course, non-U.S. citizens are more likely to fire on U.S. citizens and to follow orders. Every empire, when it oppresses its own people, brings in foreign troops to do the job. Of course, these will be foreign troops in our uniforms, as we told you they would. We went to urban warfare drills from Louisiana to California and showed you the footage of it. This has been a long, long program now coming to fruition. So 2007 was the year, will be the year of the American Union really standing on its own two feet. And this will be the test of it. Will the American people wake up to it and its different programs? Will they realize how dire the situation is, or will they capitulate and accept it? Simultaneously, in 2007, they're announcing from Indiana to Texas, from Oregon to New York, that foreign companies are being given, if you really look at the deals, they're being given at fire sale prices, the infrastructure, the ports, the roads, to be used as taxing mechanisms to fund the North American Union. When they seize a major interstate highway or a farm-to-market road, say in Texas, and place toll roads on existing roads, it is apportioned out to the city, the county, the state, the federal government, and then a large portion to be rolled into an SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership, funding mechanism. This has all been announced, to even, quote, build roads in Mexico. This is a signed agreement. Congress isn't involved. A signed agreement between the bureaucracies of our government and the Mexican and Canadian governments to take our tax money and build the superhighway that goes south out of Texas down to the west coast of Mexico where the Chinese goods will flow in. And again, everybody gets focused on the NAFTA superhighway I-35, which I am literally 3 miles from right where I sit. That is only one major artery. They are grabbing 82, this is in the SPP documents, 82 existing. And if you count them, there's only 85 interstate highways. So there's 82 others plus I-35. That's 83 of the 85 already slated to go under this. And they're throwing toll roads down on them right now. And that money's going to be taken and put into the bureaucracy to fund the further dismantling. I mean, if they grab the infrastructure of any country, especially its roads, the heart of an infrastructure, in the U.S. it's even worse because we're totally dependent on roads. And we are a sprawling civilization compared to Europe or Japan. So it is a bloodless coup. The military-industrial complex figured out that they could take over foreign countries, but why not just take over the one that funded them, the one that, you know, where they grew in their own bosom? They are overthrowing the people and putting themselves into power. It always happens. It's happening again.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Have you ever wondered about what the mark of the beast is in chapter 13 of Revelation? What does 666 really mean? Or about the harlot church of Revelation 17? Or about the beast of Daniel in Revelation? Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the foremost scholars on geopolitics and popular talk show guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. Dr. Michael Kaufman is recognized for his penetrating analyses of global events and has used his information to almost single-handedly stop the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity from being ratified by the U.S. Senate, 1 hour before the Senate was to vote to ratify it. Order World Events and Prophecy now and see why those who have seen it say it is one of the best DVDs on the subject. Order now at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. That's 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone, by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer.
Welcome back. Thank you, Johnny Cash.
Take second best, put me to the test.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, my friends,
you need to confess
that I'm honored to be your host. I'm honored to be here Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 p.m. Central on the one and only Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm proud of this network and the great work it's done over the years. I always do want to remind you, listeners, that if you hear my voice endorsing a product, that means I believe in it and I think that you should get it or that it would be helpful for you. That does not necessarily mean that I agree with everything else you hear with other sponsors or information. And that goes two ways. That means necessarily some of the other shows on this network may not completely agree with the things I say or do, or their sponsors may not agree with me. Same thing for our fine affiliates out there all the time I get calls or emails going, well, this is on a station you're on. Do you agree with that? And I'm like, I'm not my brother's keeper. I'm here doing a radio show, trying to run my own life, which I have a lot of trouble doing. All right, back live here. We're supposed to get a call in the next 10 minutes from Kevin Smith and Aaron Dykes. They're out on the scene of the FEMA camp that is north of Austin in Taylor. I talked to them about 10 minutes ago, and they were arriving. And there have been a bunch of different protests out there. There was scheduled to be one there today. Counterpunch wrote about it today and did plug InfoWars for coverage of it. We appreciate that. And so we're out there physically covering it right now. I'll give you a report there. Michael Rivera will be joining us coming up in the next hour. We'll have open phones during that interview. He's going to be joining us. I think he starts his first show this weekend and be doing a weekend show, a news show, here on the Genesis Network. We're excited about that. And I'm going to air most of the early 1960s Twilight Zone episode of The Obsolete Man. I think it's powerful, it's informative, and I want to comment on it somewhere. Not the whole thing, but a large portion of it, and comment on it and analyze it. Getting back to 2006, the year America died, 2007, the year the American Union will either stand or fall. And I was mentioning before we ran into that break that it's simple. You've got big, powerful, global corporations that took over the banking system of England in 1801 and really cemented that control in 1806. They took over the Dutch banking system there shortly thereafter. They took over the French banking system before that. They took over our banking system entirely in 1913. And so you have a few private families, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs. There's less than 20 families, and they own the private stock in the central banks. And if your country doesn't have their central bank in control of it, they will hop up some reason or fund rebels or run a coup d'etat and come blow your capital up or do whatever they have to do or poison your water supply or stage terror attacks and blame it on you, and they'll come in and take over your nation. And they use the U.S. from 1913 on as an engine to fund the Soviets, to fund the Nazis, to build up threats, to then knock down the threats. They always finance both sides. And then now they've decided to use the U.S. up like they did Germany and the Soviet Union. They've got us out doing their wicked work while owning the media that tells people domestically that we're doing a good job, while the very media, the globalist zone overseas, demonizes us and blames Americans for everything when we're just their puppets. So I want to make that clear to the world listening. Okay, you cannot entirely blame the United States for this. You can blame us for being slovenly, lazy, uninformed, but milk and honey does that to any people. I'd like to see some other nation that's been on top for hundreds of years and not see them turn into a bunch of decadent scum. There's still a lot of good people in this country. I don't appreciate those out there bad-mouthing the U.S., and I don't appreciate the liberals in the U.N., who are part of the false left-right system and the false bipolar dichotomy, claiming that America did all this, Noam Chomsky and the rest of those people. MIT, government paycheck boy, always blaming the U.S. like the U.S. is the elite. The U.S. is the foot soldier of the New World Order, a capo at best. Same thing goes for England. A good, virtuous, hard-working people that ended slavery worldwide, black slavery, where the ideas of common law grew and developed out of the law of Mount Sinai and were perfected and were brought forward, and that it was almost half the people in the House of Commons that supported the U.S. in its founding. Don't blame England. We have been hijacked because we have the force of arms, we had the wealth, we had the virtuous, informed, dynamic population. So, of course, the parasites came in and got control of our central nervous systems, our central governments, expanded the power of the central governments. The globalists come into countries, they get control of the central government, then they expand the power of the central government. Once they seize full control of a nation, they then turn it as an engine of warfare to dominate other nations. Once they take those countries over, they then turn them into engines to dominate their neighbors. Or if it's an imperial power, to project the power out of their own geographic regional configuration. So it's real simple. Private interests took over the U.S. They took over our military-industrial complex. They grew it with our tax money into the greatest colossal militarily ever seen on this planet. And they are now in the final stages of debasing our currency, trying to buy up the world by printing the dollar just until it's worth almost nothing. Then they've now taken dollars, made foreign investments, they shift those dollars into foreign currencies and come back and buy up what infrastructure and what ideas and what companies and what structures are left here domestically. It's always a sifting, a centrifugal black hole, destroying middle classes, destroying independence, destroying family, always monopolizing. These are monopoly men. It's what they do. It's all they do. So if we're going to set about beating them, we have to admit who they are, the New World Order Crime Syndicate. We have to name them. We have to expose their programs and their operations, and then people on the left and the right can wake up and see that both parties are controlled, and while they'll have us fight over petty football issues, petty issues that at the end of the day will never be decided or don't matter to begin with, people can then see how Hillary and Bush are on the same page on every real issue. They're moving forward against us. I mean, how can I have tens of thousands of what you'd call classical liberals around the country who are anti-gun out buying guns? Realize that they didn't give up their peace position. They now realize that it is a position of strength that will give us domestic peace. Why do we have the left out there now realizing the environmental movement's been totally taken over by big corporations and is used as a front to steal private property? Because we don't sit here like a bunch of political whores making excuses for the Republican Party, which is a pack of villainous vermin. Conversely, we have conservatives listening to this program because they know we're just covering the issues, and we can demonstrate to them that George Bush is no conservative. You see, they want to keep you in that left-right debate, which is false. And while you're busy clawing each other's eyes out, the elite moves forward. Just like our government for 50 years has funded textbooks and comic books in Mexico through the Ford Foundation with $24 billion in its coffers to say the Southwest belongs to Mexico, break up the country, fight with each other. They want us fighting with each other. Frankly, if that La Reconquista idea hadn't been engineered into all the illegal aliens, I wouldn't be that opposed to having 30 million of them up here. But the globalists set it up for divide and conquer. Because before they merge countries completely, they first have ethnic strife to then balkanize the original governments to weaken them and then roll that into a larger structure. So it's simple. The military-industrial complex that funds 90-plus percent of university research owns our schools, owns our media. It itself is owned by the private banking families. And they just took over the U.S. like they took over every other major country. There's a handful of nations left that aren't under their control. A handful. You could count it on two hands. And they'll show you the problems of those countries, the bad leaders of those countries. I'm not debating that. And then they'll say, oh, see, we should go take them over because they're bad. The good, the bad, and the ugly. That doesn't matter. The point is, they're not under the global crime syndicate's control, so they're a threat to it, period. And those countries do not threaten you, those rogue nations. Some of them do to a certain extent because our government armed them, like North Korea and China. The best enemies money can buy. You have Kevin on the line, but he can't come on quite yet. Why? Because he's... You'll tell me at the break what he's interviewing people or... I mean, I knew this would happen. He's out there at the little FEMA camp and Well, he may come on then while Rivero's on with us. All right. So, we need to look at who this elite are. What have they done in the past? Who have they funded? What is their modus operandi? What's their signature? What's their wavelength? Where are they coming from? They enjoy enslavement. They enjoy dumbing you down. They enjoy taking everything you've got. They are threatened by any independence of any type anywhere. They condition you. They brainwash you. They dumb you down. They train our women and our men to fight with each other. North against South, East against West, woman against man, child against parents, black against white, white against Hispanic, Chinese against Vietnamese, against Japanese. Black tribe against the tribe across the river. Catholic against Protestant. And while everybody's busy fighting with each other, they move forward. So this will be the year, make it or break it. It's like fourth and five, sudden death overtime. And we are having successes. The globalists are being more revealed than ever. They are more hated than ever. Again, 84% of Americans do not trust either political party now. We've never seen a number like that, anything near that in polls. So they've blown their cover. And we always said that would be our key opportunity, to wake up as many as we could before the North American Union was formed, before the government staged more terror, before we got deep into endgame. That's what FEMA, by the way, calls all these camps they're building. That's been in the Houston Chronicle. They call it endgame. The program is called endgame. Before we got into endgame, to wake up as many as we could so that when we went into endgame, we would have the educated, informed, motivated cadres operating as lone wolf groups across the nation and the world to organize even larger resistance once it became clear to the average sheep, the average sheeple. And now we're there. They are waking up. They still don't know the full scope. They don't have a geopolitical gauge, but they know things are corrupt. They sense things are bad. They now know America's dying. They don't know it's dead. They know that they're being lied to. They know they're being lied to about 9/11. They know the war is a lie. I mean, what better example? Millions of signatures signed in different petitions for impeachment of Bush. He's a puppet, but it's important to punish him because it sends a message to this government, to both sides, that the people will punish you. That if you follow the orders of the globalists, you will get in trouble. And it's a message to the world that we don't condone what America has been used for. It's very important. 78% of Americans in indexed polls want us out of Iraq. 70% of the troops. What's their answer? Bush has announced that they are going to expand the number of troops. He's going to give a speech today or tomorrow, they're saying. And they are now announcing, well, here, I have the BBC right here. They are now announcing that, of course, they were never going to train 44 brigades of Iraqi National Guard. Of course that was never going to work. They never wanted that to work. They disbanded their military immediately. All the top generals and statisticians said, don't disband them. It'll be endless civil war. Well, of course they did. They won endless civil war. So now they're backing away from that fraud and just saying, no, there's going to be more U.S. troops. Bush will reveal Iraq troop boost. U.S. President George W. Bush intends to reveal a new Iraq strategy within days. The BBC has learned. The speech will reveal a plan to send more U.S. troops to Iraq to focus on ways of bringing greater security rather than training Iraqi forces. The move comes with figures from Iraqi ministers suggesting that deaths among civilians are at record highs, and there isn't one trained brigade or even smaller unit of a brigade that is in combat order, that is non-U.S. and the British are downsizing. The Spanish have pulled out. The Poles pulled out a long time ago. The U.S. president arrived back in Washington today after a week-long holiday at his ranch in Texas. The BBC was told by a senior administration source that the speech setting out changes in Mr. Bush's Iraq policy is likely to come in the middle of next week. Its central theme will be sacrifice. The speech, the BBC has been told, involves increasing troop numbers and increasing profits for defense contractors, I would add. The exact mission of the extra troops in Iraq is still unclear, according to officials, but it's likely to focus on providing security rather than training Iraqi forces. They never meant to train them. It was meant to fail. It was meant to be a black hole, a tar baby. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
All right, Kevin Smith and Aaron Dykes were unable to give us a report 10 minutes ago because they had ICE agents around them telling them to turn their cameras off. We have video of this. I just heard the ICE agent. They came across the street. Well, isn't government or private prison property, and we're telling them to turn their cameras off. Of course, we didn't turn our cameras off. It's a catch-22. I would be out there with them right now, but then we couldn't do this live on air, and it has the added, we like to do this when we're on air so they won't try anything on our people. There have been several protests out there the last few weeks. Counterpunch reported there was scheduled to be one today, but no one was out there. We've seen video and photos of big protests by big, 50, 60 people out there in the last few weeks. For those who don't know, it's a Homeland Security grants, $368 million, to build FEMA camps in the U.S. for illegal aliens and U.S. citizens in times of emergency. Just some background for you before we go to Kevin. And that is that under 6166, they can arrest U.S. citizens, hold them secretly, and strip them of citizenship instantaneously. And under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 07, now law, the president is in control of the entire country under official martial law and can abolish all the governors and put any national or state guard under their control to deal with insurrection or U.S. citizens. And it lists it all. You got to go read it for yourself. We've read it here on air. And they have, other than Mexicans, as they call them, at this facility, they have a playground for the children 1 hour a day. They split the men, women, and children up. And we told you they would have a few shows for the public of putting illegal aliens in these, and they don't get due process, which is wrong, and just holding them there instead of shipping them back to their country of origin, which is what should happen. And then it'll cause a bunch of grief and upsetness, and then the buildings are set up and built for citizens. And but then the majority of the public is sold because, oh, it's just for the Jews, it's just for the communists, just like Nazi Germany. Kevin Smith joining us from Taylor, Texas, north of Austin. Kevin, fill us in on what happened to you.
Well, we got here to cover this supposed protest. We don't see any hide nor hair of the protest, but the correctional facility was pretty quick to respond to us pulling up. And as you were doing the intro, we had another officer come across and get our information, who we were with. And she just took that information and walked right back into the facility. So I guess they're going to go run some checks right now.
So while I was just talking for 2 minutes, they're already on you.
Yeah, they came back across. Now, we are off their property now. We are back across the street filming the facility. But we did had a Mr. Parker come out, and he did confirm this is a private corporation. The thrust of this facility is immigration.
Now, let's be clear. Greg Palast, 2 months ago in Louisiana, filmed one of these by the mobile plant, and they issued a warrant for his arrest in violation of infrastructure security. So this is pretty dangerous what you guys are doing right now.
Well, they're going in there. They're circling the wagons right now and trying to figure something out. But we just had an ICE agent drive by. So, again, this is a private-public partnership. So all these vans in the parking lot say Homeland Security, but it is a private corporation, CCI, and it is only for immigration here. We haven't gone around the backside and seen the playground yet, but we'll do that before we leave. But brand new facility, very modern, government plates on the vehicles that say Homeland Security on them. So I don't know what do you need from me right now, Alex? I don't know what else to tell you. We're just waiting on the cops probably at this point.
I want you to do this. I want you to get in the car, and I want you to go around off-property and get footage of the playground of the FEMA buildings, and then I want you to go back to the front, and I want listeners in Taylor, we've got a lot of them, to go out to the facility. Give folks the exact location for people that want to support you as observers.
Yeah, this is right off of 79 and 95 in downtown Taylor. It's on 1001 Wells Street. And if you know something about Taylor, it's a big rail freight city. So right at the front door of this facility is a major rail freight yard.
Now I just heard them telling you to turn the camera off 5 minutes ago during the break. Actually, stay where you're at. Let's see if we can smoke them out of their holes, get them to come up and violate the First Amendment right in front of everybody.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Blackbird.